If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Hi, I'm Sean Evans from Hot Ones, and I want to tell you about YouTube Premium. It has offline downloads, so you can watch without Wi-Fi. Background play, so you can lock your phone, and it still plays, baby. Oh, and it is completely ad-free. Yes, I said it, ad-free. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Bretzky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
True Crimers, welcome to Break the Case. I'm your host. I'm Jen Coffendaffer. I just wanted to take a few moments to discuss a little bit about the Lindsey Clancy verdict. I know most of you, this is old news if you're following the Lindsey Clancy trial. The verdict, which really wasn't a verdict, meaning there was no decision about guilt or innocence. It was hung. They call it a mistrial. Essentially, the judge said there is no way we can continue on at this point because of the situation with there being an impasse. And specifically, what that means is you have to have a unanimous verdict in a jury trial. And so in Massachusetts, they basically go to deliberate. And they sent a note back saying, we are at an impasse. The judge waited to actually deliver the Tui Rodriguez instruction. And then because once you do that, if they come back two more times, then it's done. So he instructed the jury per the Tui Rodriguez. I think we mentioned this before, but essentially Tui Rodriguez basically is just telling this jury, listen, you've listened to the evidence. We have every faith in you. Hang in there. Keep trying. You guys can do this. Think about both of your sides. If you're on the side of acquittal or not guilty because she was incompetent or wasn't capable of understanding her actions, essentially, in Massachusetts, then maybe rethink. And if you're on the side of, no, she was guilty, she well knew what she was doing, maybe rethink. So they do this very specifically just to remind the jurors of their oath and to send them out basically one last time. They came back again, and then they came back and ultimately said, you know what, Judge, we are, their exact words, it was actually something very moving, that they essentially felt bad that they could not reach a verdict, but that they were at an impasse and nothing was going to change that impasse. And then, as you might recall, the judge declared he was going to move forward with a mistrial, but the defense attorney said, no, wait, please, just give me some time to put together an appeal for a stay. And based on what he really wanted was he wanted to see the verdict form and if there was any agreement on any part of the verdicts. Because remember, there were several options. There was first-degree murder, second-degree murder, manslaughter was added later. Then there was not guilty by reason of mental incompetence, if you will, of not insanity. They actually term it different in Massachusetts, but basically not being competent in her decision-making at that time. So essentially what happened was at that point is there was a long recess. An appeal was put forward. I put that on the Twitter so you can just click on it if you want to read what Reddington, who is the attorney for Lindsey Clancy, and it was actually put together, I believe, by an appellate attorney. And you can read what was actually put on paper, what their position was, their point of view. And then from there was decided that no, that motion was denied. So then they went back into court. The jury was called in ultimately, and the judge told the jury he was declaring this a mistrial officially. At that point, and even prior to that point, in open court, Mr. Reddington, the defense attorney, made it very clear that the holdout juror was a he. He referred to him as he the whole time. It was masculine that he used. And that was really something, because this was a 9-3, 9 women and only 3 men on that jury. So by doing that, it truly doxed, in my opinion, that juror, because now, you know, it's one of only 3 jurors that did that. And then, of course, the sleuths and defense attorneys, I could not believe all the people doing everything in their social media power to determine who the holdout juror was. It was determined within a very short period of time, I think a couple hours. And so now, unfortunately, you know, that individual is at the forefront. You know, we are just in such different times. I've never seen anything like this in all my years, doing expert work all my years as a federal agent, where a defense attorney would turn on a juror in this way, call him out, basically just absolutely go after him. And then not only in the court did this happen, it also happened outside very publicly in his media presser. And I think that's what was so disappointing.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with: thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
He put on a pedestal Lindsey Clancy. I've never heard so many accolades. It was like he was talking about Abraham Lincoln instead of a woman capable of murdering with exercise bands her 3 children. Then he went on to say this juror wasted days of the other jurors' lives. And I just thought, oh my gosh. Wasted days? Lindsey Clancy wasted her children's lives by taking them. So, will a big question that's been asked of me, lots of DMs, what is going to happen to Reddington, if anything? And I don't know if anything will happen in Massachusetts. I mean, we heard Attorney Jackson be absolutely untruthful to the court in that case and get called out and said there were going to be sanctions. If there were, we never saw them. Judge Cannone was incensed. I don't know if you remember that particular session. It was something, and nothing happened that we know of, unless it happened and the sleuths never found it. But she threatened it. Nevertheless, I don't know if anything will happen, but you can't do that. I also quoted the particular rule regarding not being able to, as an attorney, do what he did to that jury. That's my opinion. And many legal analysts are mimicking. We're all saying the same thing, because you want to be a zealot representative and a zealot representation for your client, but there is a line drawn when it comes to going after a juror, pointing them out, because remember, there's another trial that could take place, multiple other trials that are going to take place, right? We have the copycat that just is accused of hanging her little two-year-old. And I tell you, that two-year-old looks just like my youngest son looked. I don't know if I'll ever put a picture up of it, but it was when I saw the picture of that little boy, his nickname is Bear, in Illinois, the copycat. The mom had been following closely, you know, basically immersed herself in the Lindsay Clancy. And a lot of people say, well, Jen, you can't say that this caused that. Well, you know, I can use my common sense. And the reason it's in the particular paperwork that was filed in the case of the mother who just killed her son, her two-year-old son, is specifically makes the correlation in the probable cause statement regarding her immersion in the trial. And just apparently just hours before she did this horrible act, she was texting about it, communicating about it, the Lindsay Clancy trial. And I think what happens is people who are struggling, they have depression, they have anxiety. And listen, for anybody who has any curiosity, I'm going to just save your curiosity. I'm going to come forward with a prediction, and that is she was self-medicating on likely many drugs, just like Lindsay Clancy was. And, you know, we'll see how many more are emboldened. I mean, we're already watching on TikTok people do abusive behavior toward their kids, and talk about how, you know, things they want to do to them. Look, I am not at all being insensitive to mental health. I've described a relative, a best friend that currently have mental health issues. My heart goes out to them because I know every day it's a struggle. This is not that. This was premeditated. The amount of time between the children was too great. Also, in both of these instances, you know, supposedly the voice, at least in Lindsay Clancy, you know, wanted self-harm. But I guess it just, I don't know. I'm going to leave it here with this.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I don't know if they will retry. I don't know if they'll offer a deal. I suggested that manslaughter seems like a perfect answer because it's in the middle. it's, you could say, okay, she was in the psychosis and then she accidentally killed them. And so, but it would appease, I think, the prosecution. It would be a good middle ground because the prosecution, at least she would be sent to prison. And by the way, it's not that she's not going to get mental health in prison, mental health help. I was looking up and reading how great of programs they have actually in Massachusetts in their penal system. No one wants her denied of help. What we're saying, I think, is that the possibility of her getting out, if she is found to be healthy again, which by all accounts, this is one of the easiest, if that's what it was, psychoses to overcome, because it purportedly is because of hormonal imbalances with after having children. You know, I've read so much about this, and it very clearly talks about weeks. Callum was 8 months. In this case of this copycat, 2 years old, everyone. I mean, at what point can you stop blaming the medications you chose to take? And take accountability. There was a very interesting woman who came on. I really appreciated her insight. She said, listen, I wanted to do the same thing. I was hospitalized, I think she said twice. And she said, but I'll tell you what, at all times, I understood how I felt. I understood what I wanted to do. And I let people know that I wanted to hurt them, hoping that they would get me away from them. And they did. That was essentially her message. It's a really powerful message because she is somebody who's been through it. And this is the thing. They know. They know. I said I'd leave it here, but I'm going to leave it here. Mommy, what did I do? Mommy, please stop. Mommy, why? I just can only imagine that that was probably Cora and Dawson's last words, something like that. No one really likes to talk about that. No one really likes to talk about how difficult it would be to do this crime. Anyway, there was no justice at all for Cora, for Dawson, and for Callan. We'll see where it goes. They're reconvening, I believe, September 27th. I believe that's right. Might be the 29th, but I thought it was the 27th. I put it on my Twitter. I'm sorry, I don't have my notes in front of me because, as you can see, I'm traveling. They're going to have a conference. You know, what are they going to do moving forward? Are they going to retry? Well, I could tell you for sure the defense, I think, may not want to accept a plea deal now. And the prosecution, they're going to have to revamp, I think, a little bit of their approach here. I think that they really were difficult to follow in terms of their overall concept of the game, of her game plan. The overall, when you line out, we call it our order of proof, when you line it all out, it seemed that the prosecution didn't have a strong theory, in a sense, because it seemed to waver from beginning to end. They need to figure out what the facts show. And even though it's harsh, they need to stick with what those facts are, I think. and they need to look at the facts to figure out their theory. Because no one knows exactly what Lindsey Clancy was thinking, but Lindsey Clancy. All right, everyone. Just wanted to come on and touch base about this very important case. I'm wishing you all an amazing Saturday. And until next time, may justice be served for all the children who were murdered.
Until now, the data your AI depends on has been trapped behind ever-increasing cloud fees. Wasabi created Hut Cloud Storage and is redefining cloud storage for the AI era, delivering simple, predictable cloud storage for AI, analytics, media, and more. Your data is free to move, fast to access, and ready when your AI needs it. Hidden fees add up fast as AI workloads grow. Wasabi's flat pricing eliminates all of it. One rate, no surprises. Learn more and try now for free at wasabi.com. Wasabi, the AI storage cloud. Proud partner of the iHeart Podcast Network.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.